There have been some noticeable trends in craft beer this year. Call them gimmicky, call them too sour, too bold, or too light. Just don't call me late for the beer tasting with two local brewers, Jean Brolet and Julie Foster of Tired Hands Brewing Company and Tired Hands Fermenteria in Ardmore, Montgomery County. Hello, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Last year, we had a very deep conversation about what to put in our holiday growlers. What's trending on tap this season, Gene?
This season has seen a lot of just really flavorful hop-forward ales, big, sticky imperial stouts, especially this time of year, and also a push for the more acidic beers, you know, the lambics of Belgium, the Berliner Weisses of Germany, of course, all being brewed in America now.
Well, and the beloved IPA, the India Pale Ales, they're still in the mix, aren't they leading the pack?
Big time. We see a number of people just coming in and asking what IPA we have on tap, if that's any indication of their popularity.
What is an IPA really? And why do we love them so much?
IPAs, when they started gaining in popularity in America, were brewed to be very bitter beers, and I feel like it was almost a reaction to the more bland beers of the larger brew houses from Germany. As they exist now in America, they're very just flavor-forward and expressive, citrusy, piney beers that if you didn't know better, if you were drinking it with a blindfold on, you might think it was just citrus juice.
Hmm. And what about bolder flavors showing up in IPAs, like a rye or something really blasty?
That's coming from the grain, and so that's also an interesting opportunity to play around with adjunct grains. We use a lot of wheat and oats as well, which gives the beer a different, lighter mouthfeel.
Try having a conversation about beer without mentioning the H word.
Hops.
Tell us what they are.
Hops are a flower of a vine, and the reason that they were initially used in beer is because of the bitterness agent found in the what we call the lupulin glands, little yellow balls inside the flower, which are a preservative. Hops are principally grown in the United States in Yakima Valley in Washington. And now, though, there's some more interest in returning them to the East Coast post-prohibition.
Are some brewers easing up on hops?
I think that you're seeing more highly specialized brewers popping up, meaning that a brewer nowadays, because the field is so vast and the consumer base is so educated, can have a go at it brewing just one style of beer, whether that be lager beer or sour beers. You're not really seeing that trend ease up. You're just seeing the field become more diverse.
Pilsners and Kolsch, am I saying that
Kolsch,
right?
Yes.
I see them on menus. How are they making their mark?
They're old world styles, actually, which we particularly love. They're beautiful, light and refreshing, and also very sessionable as they're low in alcohol.
It's a brewer's dirty little secret that we all love Pilsner beer.
Why is that a dirty little secret?
Oh, well, they don't have the wow factor, the cachet that a lot of these more bold modern American styles have, meaning when you take a sip of a Pilsner, the intention is not to knock your socks off or change the meaning of your life. The intention is to refresh you just with something that's expressive and simple.
Sour beers. I see them almost everywhere. What makes the sour flavor?
You can achieve a sour beer via a number of routes. All of our saisons at Tired Hands are fermented in oak, which is a porous substrate, and we utilize a melange of microflora, yeast, and bacteria that creates a nice level of organic acid. But you can also create a sour beer very quickly by utilizing a pretty common bacteria strain called Lactobacillus.
I thought that you were just squeezing in like lemon juice or grapefruit juice or something.
That's another way to do it, certainly.
And then there are the oddball beers, for lack of a better phrase, with tones of chocolate, hot pepper. What are your thoughts on these beers?
It can be a two-way street. One way is just pure gimmick. The other way is pure alchemy. Speaking personally, I quite like what I refer to as culinary-inspired beers. Beers that exist on a solid foundation of style and technique that you then embellish and add layers to with different ingredients.
When is it gimmicky and not tasteful?
I think that if you're flying blind as a brewer and just literally throwing ingredients into the kettle because you think it might make an interesting end result, you might get burnt. And that borderlines on gimmick for me.
Gene, you brought a couple of different things for us to try. Something old, something new.
That's correct. Alter, we tasted last year. It's our holiday Berliner Weiss. And I also brought through a new Imperial Stout called Season of Perception.
So stepping in to help me try a couple of things that you have brought is our WHYY education reporter, Kevin McCory. You ready for this, Kev?
Honored for this invite.
Sounds tantalizing.
So Alter, we call it our holidays Berliner Weiss. It's about 4.5% alcohol by volume. We brew it with whole hibiscus flour, and then we condition it on top of cinnamon sticks and Madagascar vanilla beans.
Mmm, really good. Really refreshing, actually.
It sort of shimmers on the tongue.
It's got a cider feel, too, right, Jen?
A cider feel, but then there's like a little dead end on the tongue, too. Is that the bitter?
Well, we are getting a little bitterness from the cinnamon in particular. You mentioned cider. This is a very acidic beer as far as the range of our beer goes. So that coupled with how dry it is, it almost has like a champagne-like effervescence to it with a little bit of like a cider acidity to it. But it's 4.5%, not 13.
Okay, so we could have a bunch.
Yeah, that's the point.
And yep. Not fall over.
Mm-hmm. The second beer that we're going to taste is a beer called Season of Perception. This stylistically is an imperial stout. Dense and sticky and just chewy, lots of like roasted chocolate and marshmallow going on in there. But then we conditioned this beer on espresso beans. And you can just see as I pour this beer how much thicker it looks than the...
It looks like coffee. Let's see. Mmm. Oh my gosh, this is my new holiday favorite.
It's very velvety, very rich, yeah. You want to be in like a dark paneled room, you know, with a little fire going, red leather chair.
Maybe listening to some minimalist jazz,
yeah.
You know.
Well, we're going to have to end this with some minimalist jazz.
Nice.
I'm not sure exactly what minimalist jazz is, but I do know I enjoyed chatting with brewers Jean Brolet and Julie Foster, Tired Hands Ardmore. Thanks for coming in, folks.